From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Massive search underway in the Mediterranean for a missing Egypt Air passenger jet with 66 on board. The Airbus 320 disappeared from radar early Thursday as it approached Cairo on a flight from Paris. Its disappearance has renewed security concerns months after a Russian passenger plane was shot down over the Sinai Peninsula. That was in October, killing 224. Egypt's military carrying out operations against the Islamic State fighters in Sinai. Information came from the top U.S. General, Joe Dunford, who spoke with a small group of reporters aboard a military aircraft en route from Brussels to the United States. U.S. military has started to see connections between fighters in the Sinai, once viewed as an isolated force, and the Islamic State elsewhere in the Middle East. Nigerian Army says another schoolgirl kidnapped by Boko Haram militants more than 2 years ago has been rescued. The Nigerian President, Muhammadu Buhari, pledging government support for the girl. Zlatit Sahok reports.
19-year-old Amina Alim Keki was flown from the northeastern city of Maiduguri to the capital Abuja for a meeting with the president Thursday. She brought along her newborn baby and was accompanied by her mother. The president's support is vital in a country where the victims of rape and abduction face stigma when they return home. Amina was found in the Sambisa forest in northeastern Borno state, where government forces, aided by local vigilantes, searched for Boko Haram hideouts. She said all of the abducted girls were still together, but that six of them had died. Activists and politicians are now pushing for a concerted military effort to rescue the other captive girls. Zlatit Sahok, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA. Resuming talks aimed at ending the Israeli-Palestinian conflict will be the focus of a meeting next month in Paris. Secretary of State John Kerry will represent the U.S. at those meetings.
We work together on these things. This is not just a U.S. enterprise, never has been. We play a very significant role, yes, because we have a very special and close relationship and have through the years with Israel. And everybody in the world understands that.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told France's foreign minister Israel is opposed to the meeting, which France proposed out of frustration after negotiations to seek a two-state Israeli-Palestinian solution collapsed in 2014. Despite past failures to reach a Middle East peace accord, Secretary Kerry said resuming the process remains a high priority for both him and President Obama. Taiwan swore in its new president today. Tsai Ing-wen is the island's first female leader. She called for a positive dialogue with China in her inauguration speech in Taipei. Tsai's pro-independence Democratic Progressive Party won a landslide victory over the Nationalist Party earlier this year. The Nationalists spent the last 8 years growing ties with Beijing. New data is showing life expectancy rose by 5 years between 2000 and 2015, fastest increase since the 1960s. But the World Health Organization, which has just issued its latest World Health Statistics report, finds major inequalities persist both within and among countries. Lisa Schlein reporting now from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
While people are living on average of 5 years longer now than before the turn of the century, the World Health Organization says major gaps remain. This is borne out by statistics, which show people in 12 developed countries can expect to live 82 years or more compared to people in 22 developing countries who die before they reach age 60. Switzerland, Iceland, Australia, Sweden, and Israel are the five countries with the highest life expectancy at birth, while Chad, Ivory Coast, Central African Republic, Angola, and Sierra Leone are the lowest ranked. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Head of security for the state of Rio de Janeiro wants soldiers to start policing the city immediately, 2 months before the Rio Olympics are set to start. Security is one of the long list of problems facing South America's first Olympics. Brazil has already committed to using 85,000 soldiers and police to guard the Olympic Games. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.